With a hefty swipe of his oar, Colin shattered a pike that was thrust at him through an opening. Logo caught the javelin, hurling it back through a window slit. He shouted to Colin,
"This gate's well defended, mate! What do we do now?"
The big otter battered at the thick double doors with his oar butt until his paws stung from the vibrations.
"We need something to burst the doors with! A tree trunk would make a good battering ram!"
After a swift look around, Logo replied,
"A good idea, but I don't see any big old tree trunks laying about, do you?"
Wheelmark Scott could be heard issuing orders from inside.
"Cease firing! Put up your arms and shut her off all openings!"
Immediately the battle halted. Colin signalled the clans to leave off their assault on the fortress. Banyas Streamdog came in a running crouch to the doors where Colin stood leaning on his oar.
"I don't know why, but the cats have stopped fighting,"
Banya pointed.
"Look, up there!"
Fastened to a pike shaft, a white cloth waved from an upper story window. A nervous cat guard popped his head out.
"Truth! We crave a truce! My Lord Felix would talk with ye!"
Logo murmured to Colin as he eyed the cat guard.
"Talk? What do we want to talk for, mate?"
Banya Streamdog shrugged.
"Mayhap old Chopface wants to invite us to dinner. Let's find out."
Cupping both paws about his mouth, Colin called to the guard.
"Let Felix do his talking, but no funny business, do you?"
Garbed in full war armour and cloak, the warlord appeared at the open window two stories up. Drawing back the chainmail half-mask, he exposed his flayed lower face and began speaking.
"I call upon you to surrender. Your lives will be spared."
Big Colin roared back a cheery reply.
"Boy, me brother, that's very nice of you, half-gob. But what if we don't feel like surrendering? What then, eh?"
The wildcat had been expecting this reaction. He leaned on the windowsill, his face set in a ghastly smile.
"My fortress is secure. It won't fall to your puny attempts. If you continue to defy me, I will have Shellhound dragged from the room where he is hiding, up there at the top of the tower. Then I will return him to you, bound in a sack and flung from that window. I am not unreasonable. You have until dawn tomorrow to give me your answer."
Before Rigu Felis could speak further, Letho was bellowing from the high chamber window.
"Pay no heed to Boneface, mates. His cats have already tried that once and failed. I'll be happy to give him a second try. Colin, Banya, you carry on fighting, mates. The Hyrulean's on her way."
Big Colin waved his oar to the clan beasts.
"You heard what the Shellhound said, buckos? Let's show these whiskery scum we're here to finish the job."
The warlord's grating shouts rang out.
"Wait! Let me finish what I was about to say. Then, if you feel like charging, let me be the last to stop you."
Banya replied mockingly.
"Well, spit it out, skin gums. Then stand by to die."
Rigu Felis continued with his ultimatum.
"Whether or not Shellhound dies tomorrow does not matter. If you attack my fortress, I will start executing the slaves, family by family, the youngest first. Consider this, for their deaths will be upon your own heads."
He vanished from the window, which was speedily shuttered. In the silence which followed, Banya stared grimly at the closed window.
"We're left without any choice, mates. We can't attack.